People with disabilities have been fighting for the right to work for a long time. 13 years ago, the Americans with Disabilities Act paved the way, but not for everyone. Andrew Houghtonville is an economist at the University of New Hampshire's Institute on Disability.
What I think is coming out of the numbers is that people with sensory disabilities, so hearing and vision related disabilities, people with physical disabilities, are actually doing quite well in their employment is improving over time. But I get a sense just from the data and after years of looking at it that it's quite possible that people with developmental disabilities are not necessarily being advantaged by the things that the ADA and that technology is bringing.
People with disabilities like severe autism or cerebral palsy and their advocates in New Hampshire are trying to get more support in the workplace, and the legislature is on board. Since 2008, funding for employment-related programs increased by 50%. These are programs that help people like Sarah Frost find and keep a job. In the cafeteria at Portsmouth Regional Hospital, Frost is spraying down dirty tables and maneuvering between hungry doctors and nurses. She's finishing up an unpaid food service internship.
It takes a lot of practice to get used to the whole cafeteria.
Frost is 21 years old. She works here 5 days a week as part of a vocational training program called Project Search. Sarah's mom, Robin Frost, says her daughter didn't speak until she was 10 years old.
Technically, if you look at an evaluation, it will say cerebral palsy that manifested itself as a severe speech and language disorder with mild to moderate cognitive difficulties.
Frost says she wants Sarah to be as self-sufficient as possible. But for people with disabilities, work isn't just about income. It's about being included in mainstream society. As Sarah says, when she works, she doesn't feel disabled.
Whenever I see my peers with their disabilities, kind of like I have disability in me. And when I'm working in the calf or anywhere, I don't see any disabilities there.
Once Frost finishes her internships at Project Search, the state's Bureau of Developmental Services will likely get her a career trainer near her home. The trainer will help her scope out work and may then act as an intermediary between Frost and the employer. Denise Sleeper is the employment administrator for the Bureau. She says providing these longer-term services are part of a bigger trend.
What has happened over time, or at least in the last few years, is that people are trying to align policy with, you know, what are the most important things in people's lives. And so we have to make sure that services, public services, are really aligned with what gives people accessibility to full citizenship.
The Bureau received its biggest appropriation yet in this year's budget, and it has committed to using those funds to support employees at risk of losing their jobs. UNH economist Andrew Houghtonville says it's been possible for legislators to fund these efforts despite the recession because the issue tends to be bipartisan.
Because on the conservative view side, you have, let's get people back to work, let's get them paying taxes, no entitlement. But also on the liberal side, you have, well, we want people with disabilities to be integrated into an important part of American society. So you want people around. You don't want them shut in their homes with poverty-level wages.
That doesn't mean jobs for people with disabilities are recession-proof. Denise Sleeper at the Bureau of Developmental Services says her data doesn't show much job loss during the recession, but some individuals on the job market may disagree. Robin Frost, Sarah's mother, says she's heard from many of Sarah's peers who say the economy made it harder to find jobs.
Since 2008, so many businesses are trying to do more with less.
Frost says with so many unemployed people vying for even the most menial jobs, those with disabilities are at an extra disadvantage.
It can be tricky, especially with the economy.
Jeff Compagna is a career trainer who works with Sarah Frost at Project Search in Portsmouth. He knows that Frost's dream job would be to work in youth athletics, but he says it's much easier to find job opportunities for people with disabilities at big box stores.
Big places like a Home Depot or a Hannaford's are used to, you know, hiring certain, you know, people with disabilities, or they've seen job coaches come in and out.
Compagna says places like that are familiar with him coming in to help an employee learn a new task. Other employers have a bigger learning curve.
It's challenging for a lot of the higher quality jobs.
In fact, over the course of a year, people with developmental disabilities are likely to earn about $7.50 less per hour than the average Granite Stater. UNH's Andrew Houghtonville says it's in those perhaps more rewarding but harder to get jobs that the recession really hits home.
Many times there are jobs that are kind of carved out, that are very, very idiosyncratic to that individual. They have lots of supports. Well, that employer may go away. You know, the store may close. And those special jobs are very difficult to get back.
What's yet to be seen is whether, by getting more career trainers like Jeff Compagna knocking on workplace doors, the Sarah Frosts of New Hampshire will have an easier time finding jobs, both at places like Hannaford's or Home Depot, as well as elsewhere in the state's diverse workforce. For NHPR News, I'm Emily Corwin.